Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. I can't find the mic.
Hey everyone, In-Ear presents Plumbing the Death Star UK Tour with Adam News while Adam's in the background slowly dying of what I assume is some kind of swine flu. All our shows have been announced, the majority have sold out, but if you go to sanspantsradio.com/live, you can check out the shows that aren't. As of recording, there's one ticket left in Bristol and one of the Edinburgh shows, under 10 for Cardiff, Belfast is just under 50% sold, and Birmingham has opened up some more seating. To answer some of the questions that we've been getting, each night will be a different topic, there will be merch, and if we plan everything right, exclusive merch, and for you D&D lovers out there, a section of the night will be dedicated to us ruining Adam's good times, probably with a dice. So, if you haven't already booked your tickets, you better get in quick, so that's sanspantsradio.com/live, and we'll be seeing some of your handsome faces in October.
Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, why don't superheroes have henchmen?
Because, like, they'd get a lot more done, surely, if they were happy to work with people, like, a large organization, to be like, hey, let's do good. Yeah?
Well, here's the reason why superheroes don't have henchmen. Because when a superhero has henchmen, a superhero has a secret police.
It's kind of like, superheroes having their own militia.
Yeah.
It's 2v1 here, dickhead.
Script flipped.
Because here's the thing with a henchman is that's somebody that works for you and that's somebody that enforces your beliefs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but like a superhero's whole deal is that they decide who's right and wrong. So they've got a henchman, they have a militia deciding who's right and
well,
wrong.
Well, is the X-Men a militia?
Yes. Absolutely.
Bat family. Where do we stand?
Militia.
I would say gang of vigilantes with the Bat Family.
Bat Family's a gang, though. Like, if you were separating, like, the gangs of Gotham City, I'd just be like, Bat Family, they'll kill you.
Hang on. I mean, this is already well off topic, but in a Batman situation, because he's a vigilante,
yeah,
but he's also anti-crime.
Yeah.
So, like, if he just one day beat the shit out of Robin for vigilantism, that shouldn't be that surprising.
I like to imagine that once Batman's cleaned up crime in Gotham, he's going to beat himself up.
Yeah.
The
last crime is me. Embezzlement is wrong.
And he pushes himself into a river.
Yeah.
Doesn't kill himself, though, because he can't, so he just beats him up.
Beats himself up and hangs himself by the leg from a lamppost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think that's the reason that superheroes don't have henchmen is because...
Fuck, hang on. Just going back to the cops find Batman hanging from a lamppost. Like, what happened? He's like, Batman got me.
There's no more crime left in Gotham. We did it, boys. Arrest me. Put on the cuffs.
That doesn't make any sense.
What? You know, we can't...
Arrest me!
You know, Batman, like every person you actually beat up and put to a lamp, we can't actually arrest them. We don't know anything. There was no witnesses to the crime.
It's impossible to
stop. You know
stop
what you've done?
Crime,
you basically,
right?
You've beaten someone up, and sometimes you just stuff money in their pocket. Like, we don't know that that's stolen money.
We have
Batman,
no clue.
Like, we got to let him go.
You're bad at this.
You know what the biggest, like GDP of like
no.
Gotham is
no.
victims of crime.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because you know what, Batman, you technically can be a victim of your own crime.
What?
And so, like, when you like break someone's leg, they just apply for benefits.
Yeah,
and they get them because that leg got broke
no.
because of you.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
No,
it's, no, like an actual scam that the Gothamites have,
yes,
is that they'll just say they got beat up by Batman, and no, we gotta be like, yep,
did I beat him up though?
We don't know. In this case, we actually have no idea.
What have I done?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, man, you've made Gotham worse.
You're going to jail, is the point.
So
I need henchmen.
Actually, I think there is. Well, they're not quite. Okay, so can I? Does a henchman have to be human?
I would argue yes.
No. Well, man in henchmen.
If I have a robot.
A robot.
A Rupert army.
A Rupert army.
You have an army of Ruperts.
So say I have a bunch of Rupert robots. Are they my henchmen? All the Ruperts?
I think they're just robots.
Are you trying to talk like Iron Man situation?
Well, what I'm thinking is, I think in the comic, the graphic novel, I think it's this one called Kingdom Come.
Sounds like an anime.
Yeah.
No, it's a graphic novel. Batman has like an army.
Don't make him cry.
I'll leave.
That's all right.
I'll tip over this whole table, this table situation, and
that's
I'll go.
A lot of tables. That would be a lot of noise for a very long time.
And a lot of like, and then like a, as I drag it out to make it more tippable. No, Batman. In Kingdom Come, has a whole bunch of robots that patrol Gotham.
Oh, wait, IMAX.
Huh?
Is that the one? No. Where he spies in the world?
No.
Never
it's
mind.
It's the one where him and Lex Luthor team up.
All right.
No, wait. It's For Want of a Nail. Kingdom Come, yeah. Basically,
wait,
Batman...
That's not... Okay.
Batman has an army of robots that patrol Gotham. Are they his henchmen in that? Is that
no,
that
would
that?
Just be
but
robots.
But what's a henchman then?
You know, when I said, you mean Iron Man, you could have just been like, yeah, sure.
Because I would say Iron Man wouldn't, that they aren't robots, unless Iron Man hired lads to go inside those robot suits, they would be henchmen.
But then I was going to say War Widow. Is War Machine?
Is War Widow a henchman?
Fuck. Why is there not like a Lady War Machine called War Widow? That's a fucking, or like when Black Widow gets a, that's War Widow. Fuck, that's a good name.
Well, Rhodey is not his henchman. That's the thing. Like, they get like sidekicks.
Yeah, they get sidekicks. They don't get henchmen.
I guess henchmen need to be, you've got to have a uniform. And there's got to be at least 20 of you.
How many? Yeah, I was going to say, how many until they're not sidekicks?
There'll be 10 then.
Yeah.
10.
No, because the Bat family's roughly
But they're not
10.
Wearing the same uniform.
No, they're
all,
roughly
nah,
are.
Nah, but if
they're
all wearing the same, like, blue V thing that Nightwing had, then yeah, they'd all be henchmen. But they're not. They're all different. They've got different names. I need to be like...
Henchmen have different names too.
Yeah, I know.
There's
but
a Gary, there's a Larry.
Exactly.
A
they don't have nicknames.
There's one guy just called Thumb.
Yeah.
Slugger?
He's the tough one, Thumb. Yeah.
But
nails?
And you can't go off and do your own vigilantism. You have to kind of do everything for the person. Like you can't do sort of side vigilantism. That's why I wouldn't classify the Bat family as a henchman.
What if Bruce... Well...
See, if Bruce Wayne was like boys and Huntress, I guess, sometimes, and Catwoman.
Wait, let me...
This is your uniform.
So, like...
I'm putting you on payroll.
Okay, that's good. Well, let's say that Wayne Corp has a uniform.
Yep.
Everyone's wearing business cards. That counts as a uniform in my eyes. If he's getting them to help him embezzle, aren't they already his henchmen in that?
But are they helping him
but
embezzle?
But are they? That's why I asked you.
Yeah. No, but are they helping him embezzle?
Well, I guess. Maybe.
Presumably.
So if they're
But as in, like, I guess they probably unaware henchmen aren't henchmen. They're just your regular Joe Cock.
They're just being duped. They're regular Joe Cock being duped.
Yeah. Well, okay, so here's
Rupert Joe Cock being duped.
So here's another theory that I have, because I'm thinking about superheroes. So Batman could have henchmen, okay? Iron Man could have henchmen. Spider-Man could, because you got to pay henchmen. And Spider-Man's shit poor.
That's true. No, he does get henchmen, but that's when Doc Ock controls his body and he becomes
a
scientist.
The villains know what they're doing.
And also, like, does having henchmen instantly make you a bad guy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I kind of think it does.
Yeah.
Kinda. I think you hit a maximum of 10 sidekicks, then you're a family. But so say you get a maximum of 2 sidekicks, 10 sidekicks becomes a family, 15 you got henchmen. That's how I think I'd play that out.
15 henchmen. Is that
automatically
henchmen, just bad guy?
Because let's think about Spider-Man, right? Say Spider-Man. Let's give Spider-Man henchmen.
That's okay. Spider-Man, he went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, got some coins. Was like,
great. Aunt May died. He got the life insurance.
two good events in one week for old Spidey.
So he gets some henchmen. All right. So what is Spider-Man's...
Another deal with the devil.
What is Spider-Man's moral code? What is Spider-Man getting these henchmen to
with
achieve?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yep.
So let's
be responsible
with
them.
So let's say, let's follow kind of, I guess, Peter Parker's trajectory in the comics. So he makes Parker Industries.
Yep.
So he becomes kind of like a big sort of like conglomerate kind of thing. And so he's got money to that kind of stuff. So it's like, well, we're kind of going into the future. We've got to build stuff for the future. We've got to also protect our holdings and protect our buildings because we do have super dickheads coming in, fucking up our shit.
Well,
I guess he's getting security.
My question is that say you got this spider henchman rocking around New York City and they see a mugging. What do they do?
That's a good question.
But that's what Spider-Man has to instruct his henchmen on what their job is.
So, because I would say, like, what if you got your security guard for your, say, Parker Industries tower, and you were like, right, I want you to wear this. They're like, fine.
Are they henchmen? Here's another thing that I think defines henchmen.
Because henchmen generally, they protect a lair or a house.
Superheroes don't have lairs.
They got houses. Batman's got a lair.
Secret fucking...
Batman's got a cave.
They got secret headquarters is usually what they call it.
The Avengers. All right, so the Avengers, because they're out and proud. They're in the
public. Can a team have henchmen? That feels weird. Who owns them?
Yeah, this is weird. I don't like this quote. No, I do like it. I'm in.
But yeah, well, okay, so
but
like...
But then also...
So the Avengers are like sick. Okay. Tony, they're like...
Don't worry about what I was going to say.
All right, go.
I was going to say that if good guys have henchmen and bad guys have henchmen, doesn't that just make it gang violence?
Doesn't that just make it like a war?
A gang war?
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what if you have like...
punching on.
But what if you have, say, a villain with a henchman and the Bat family, say, team up with...
Gotham City Police.
Something else. I was going to say like...
Gotham Boy and Girl or whatever they are. Gotham Man and
Fire Brigade.
You know, what
the Spectre.
I was going to say just not government employees, but other vigilantes.
Okay.
And so you got the equal amount, JLA, say. So the Bat family and JLA are then fighting, say, Mr. Freeze and his henchmen.
Yeah.
And so you've got the equal amount of, like, henchmen and Mr. Freeze versus JLA and Bat family. Is that just gang v gang?
Well, I mean, from the police perspective, yes. From our perspective, because we're force-fed propaganda that Batman is good, despite the fact that he commits more crimes than any henchman I know.
Yeah.
Has nobody explained to Batman that you can't stop crime? Like, has anybody ever sat him down and be like, you know, crime is just like...
It's part of the natural cycle of...
Yeah, it's kind of like part of the order of how a society functions.
It's a social contract.
You know, you can't
people
stop
that
it,
fall outside
Batman.
That, is, you know, and we need
you're never going to be
so
able to...
it's kind of like...
It's weird that you're trying. Yeah.
Like, it's good that you're trying, but, like, sometimes I think you're doing more harm than good.
Because let's imagine a world where Doc Ock's got henchmen and Spider-Man has henchmen. Mm-hmm. So why would Spider-Man and Doc Ock fight when they can just get their henchmen to do it?
Well, exactly. So well, do henchmen go out and fight, or do they just protect the lair?
Okay.
What are your roles of your henchmen?
Well, okay, I think we're gonna make a distinction here. What's the distinction between a henchman and a goon?
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a goon, you go out and he's like, oh, he go do some missions. Because Kingpin doesn't have henchmen. Kingpin has goons.
I think a henchman can double as a goon.
Yeah.
I think you might say you got 15 henchmen, 3 of them are your goons.
So your henchmen are basically your defense, yeah?
Yeah.
So your henchmen are...
Which is a problem because Spider-Man has an apartment.
Like, or a house in Queens.
Yeah, so he doesn't need like 15 people there getting in Aunt May's way.
But he should sometimes.
See, but I feel like henchmen is just like, say I hire 100 people, they're all my henchmen, but then like engineers and shit to run my base. But then if I've got like 15 that are solely there to hit cunts.
Yeah. Those are goons?
They're goons.
Yeah, that's right, because...
If you're dropping fellas, you're a goon. If you're fixing shit, you're probably a henchman.
But if you're dropping fellas, aren't you just security?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Henchman is like a global term.
Because a lot of the henchmen, they end up talking about like pay. Like sometimes you get like some like when someone's creeping around the base, they're talking about like, oh yeah, I'm working for Hydra this time because they pay a bit better than AIM and they're like, hey, their super's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or like their 401k or whatever. So it's kind of like, it's a job.
I'm happy to call a security guard a goon to his face. I think that's a takeaway message. Yeah.
Well, I think it depends because I think some people just hench for the love of henching.
Well, that's true, but some people just security guard for the love of security guarding.
I don't think that's true.
Or they security guard for
pay? I don't think anybody out there is like, fuck, I love patrolling this empty factory. I'm doing it just for free.
Have you not seen Unbreakable? David Dunn fucking loves it. He just likes to help people.
Double exactly. D.
Double D.
Well,
Daredevil.
Yeah.
Mr.
In the Marvel Universe, at least, because I feel the Marvel Universe is more, henchmen are more, like, notable, yeah?
Yeah, let's say so.
Nah, what? Nah, DC. Well, okay, yeah, think DC, about all
think, like,
of,
hang on,
every
hang,
single
hang
one
Hang a second. Okay. Marvel have your, like, your almost your two or three organizations. You got your hand, your aim, and your hydra.
Yeah, say your ham.
Your ham.
You get your ham.
Your ninja aim. Ham.
You got your ham, your cheese, and your tomato.
And sometimes your pickle.
Yep.
But you got your ham, you got hand if you're a ninja.
Yep.
You got hydra if you're just like whatever.
If you're a baddie, like a Nazi baddie. Yep.
Aim if you're like engineering.
If you're a science baddie.
And that's about it.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And then the only people that are going to have
kind of offshoots.
The only people that are going to have henchmen are basically like. Like, I don't know, your Doc Ox or your,
yeah,
you know, like the X-Men villains tend not to have henchmen. I guess no. Doom does, but like...
Nah, Doom just got Doom bots.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, again, there's a robot
actually,
issue.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. In the Marvel Universe, who really has henchmen? Doc Ock?
Doc Ock sometimes. But honestly, it'd probably just be like those three organizations.
Hmm.
Yeah, but like who do they usually operate?
And to? I wouldn't call the people who work for those organizations henchmen.
Kingpin has henchmen.
I'd say that they're AIM people. You know what I mean? It's like you don't call soldiers henchmen because they're just soldiers.
And soldiers but in the DC universe, you've got the henchmen out fucking wazoo.
But I think
they never stop.
Oh my god!
I think
fucking
the DC
clowns, fucking Two-Face fellas, fucking
mostly
penguins.
Batman's villains. Like but,
yeah,
well, Superman's villains tend not to have henchmen. Like Brainiac doesn't need any.
Do you reckon that's like the Demon Bat being like Gotham? You want to do evil. It kind of makes you crazy, but you haven't got your own shtick.
Yeah, like we're
so
just
why
give
don't you
a...
just like join that guy?
You can
shtick.
Just we're gonna make you clown guys. We're gonna make you Alice in Wonderland guys.
Yeah. See, well, I was gonna say with say Tony Stark,
like
with his security, he's got all his little bots that are parading around. But why doesn't he just you know be a job creator, get some people to man those, you know, like a 9-to-5?
Because he
almost.
Doesn't want to put those people in danger.
But it's like you're a security.
He's a
it's like,
superhero.
But it's like you're a security job. Because like the Avengers Tower had henchmen.
Yeah.
And we just
but
called them.
The difference
security.
Between that and a security job is that a security job at most you're chasing away like teens with graffiti.
Mm.
If you're like dressed as an Iron Man, you're fighting like Fu Manchu.
That's true.
Fin Fang Foom.
And I do guess with Marvel words. At least those heroes that are out, they tend to get S.H.I.E.L.D. as their henchmen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I get but that's is that in the comics or just in the like DC I mean the MCU?
It's in the comics.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I'm
so, like,
sure.
That's the weird thing about Marvel is that you get organizations to kind of like pick up the henchman slack. I think it doesn't happen for superheroes in the DC universe because, like, very few of them need them. Like, Superman doesn't need henchmen. What's Superman doing with henchmen?
Oh, in the DC EU, he does, and they're cunts and they kill people. They got that Nazi Superman.
No, that's
right.
That's fucking Flashpoint, maybe, but hard to say. Because that's
who knows? I don't
have any explanation. It might be a dream, but it might not be.
Honestly?
Batman might just be spooked. Hard to say. Like, it's like I fucking, if I went to bed, had a dream that Jackson took a shit on my desk, and then I sent him to surgery to get his bum hole closed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's the same thing that Batman did. He wakes up paranoid that Superman's going to take
but...
over the world.
There were some weird things in that dream that are going to kind of come true, like the parademons and the Omega symbol.
Maybe I will take a shit in your bed or whatever you worry
maybe
about.
Maybe you should stop his
I
bottle.
Said, yeah, I should probably. Mm.
Yeah.
Science? Hello? I've got an idea.
What an idea. I've got a neat idea, science. Just a thought.
All right, so I guess Superman doesn't need henchmen.
Neither does the Flash.
The Green Lantern. Isn't that the Green Lantern Corps? The whole bunch of henchmen? That's what I mean. Like
That's
just a group of people.
That's a... But a henchman has no powers working for a power.
I was going to say, like, is this a henchman just a name of a negative connotation that we use is associated with bad guys?
Are we the henchman?
But you know what I mean? It's just like, okay, you're working for S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, you're working for AIM. Oh, one person, you're an organization of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, you're just henchman.
I think you're only a henchman if you're working for one central supervillain.
So then the AIM are not henchmen?
No,
I would consider AIM henchmen. I consider Hydra henchmen.
No, they're just goons. They're just fellas.
You call them goons?
I'd consider them goons.
Fine.
I think if you hench for someone, you don't hench for an organization. That's why I don't think Avengers could have henchmen, but like
but
say...
But Black Widow could.
Yeah, Black Widow could have henchmen.
Hmm. Actually, hang on. I don't think any superhero could, because like the moment you have henchmen, it's bad times. Like, look at... actually, a good example is probably Watchmen, because they all used to be on the same team. Mm-hmm. But Ozymandias has henchmen by the end. He's up to no good.
Mm-hmm. That's just Ozymandias.
Yeah, but like even if he was a good guy, you wouldn't expect him to have henchmen.
Yeah, but he's got a building that he needs to be protecting. He needs security guards for that. And like,
then the Wayne Corp people count as henchmen? Like if Bruce Wayne,
but no one knows that Batman
nobody's
is
protecting
Bruce Wayne.
The Batcave though.
Yeah, but no one knows where it is.
But people are...
Because the thing is here...
But
like,
what's the difference between
example,
Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor?
Well, Bruce Wayne is hidden. Lex Luthor is not.
No. Bruce Wayne isn't hidden. No, but Batman's hidden.
Yeah, but no one knows that Bruce Wayne is a vigilante.
But that doesn't matter. Well, like, what's the difference question. Between what's the difference between Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor?
Lex Luthor's a cunt.
Well, Lex
Luthor is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
kind of.
No, but like Lex Luthor is a petty cunt.
Yeah, and Lex Luthor is like, I am evil, and everyone knows he's evil, and everyone.
But vote me as president.
Yeah, no, that's gonna political reference.
He did become.
I know
president.
He becomes president.
He did.
He did.
He did become president. I remember that one. That's a good comment.
Yes.
I think it's just that a superhero has no need for a henchman.
I think because a superhero is so protective of the secret entity. That's
not
why.
Even like Iron Man's not protected. He doesn't. And he doesn't want henchmen.
And fucking name one fight where Spider-Man's mask doesn't come off. You can't.
Spider-Man's mask. He lubes up his face before he goes out fighting.
A strong breeze acts as a cushion, but also helps him. Like, oh no, it's my mask.
That's how you get. What's that great Spider-Man costume where he forgets his?
The Incredible Bag Man.
Yeah,
or
puts
something?
A bag on his head, fights crime. That's fucking great.
But I think it does come down with secret entity, especially in the comic books. Like, a lot of those superheroes have a secret entity, whereas a lot of villains kind of don't.
Well, villains certainly don't have a secret identity.
Like,
and a lot of villains have the means because they're always, you know, like...
Is it just because superheroes are, like, holier than thou?
I don't think so. I think they just got no need. They just got no necessary... Like, what's the good of Spider-Man having henchmen? What's he get out of that, other than our sake?
Oh, that's true.
What's the good of Superman having
protection?
Henchmen? He's already got protection. He's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but...
If Spider-Man is fighting the Green Goblin, a henchman is not going to do as much damage than Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to have to protect the henchman.
Yeah, true.
The benefit of a henchman is that you don't give a fuck about the henchman.
A henchman, I guess, a good henchman is that, A, they're cannon fodder. Yeah. You pay them well... So they are that cannon fodder.
They'll happily take a bullet for you because, like, in the off chance they survive, well, sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess they're just, like, really... They're security guards, but for evil, yeah?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
So that's why I'm saying, like, if the Avengers don't have henchmen, they got security guards.
Well, yeah, probably they got security guards for Avengers Tower, but that'll just be to keep away kids graffitiing. Because
because there's going to be villains coming.
But if a villain comes to Avengers Tower...
Or Avengers Mansion.
But you know who deals with that?
The Avengers.
The Avengers.
But what if they're not there? They've got to have first line of defense. Oh, I guess you got Vision and bots.
Yeah. It makes it easier. Nobody has to die. You know, all of these superheroes are like, oh, I don't want anyone to die.
But then they're just
die.
Taking away jobs.
No, they're not. There's no need for that job. There's no vacuum.
Well, like, yeah, there is, because there's going to be some, like, petty crime where there's going to be people who are attacking Avengers Tower that you would have for security guards. But now that all you have is your, like, high-tech robo-suit, whereas at least, like, you know... he also uses rubber suit. At least, like, Doc Ock is hiring a lad.
Not necessarily. What? I think the thing is, yeah, you're taking away jobs, but you're also, I feel like, you're like, I'm a good person still. Where the moment you're hiring henchmen, you're like, I'm putting innocent lives at
like,
risk.
For example, like, look.
Just hire security.
But that's what I mean. You
no,
are
but like
hiring
a security guard. Not a henchman.
Yeah, you're a security guard or a henchman. I think they kind of form the same kind of.
No, I don't think they do. Because a security guard calls the cops.
Yeah.
A henchman hits you with a bat.
Well, yeah.
If you want your henchman to call the cops, then great. But then just like, what's the good?
But
plan?
A henchman is only
then
called,
you
not,
get arrested.
The henchman is only calling the cops because he's henching for a villain. What if he was?
No, security guard calls the cops.
No, the other way around. The henchman doesn't call. Yeah, henchman, he fucked up his sentence.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
A henchman doesn't call the cops because he's henching for a villain who's doing wrong. But if you're henching for a hero who's doing pretty good, then you'd want to call SHIELD or the cops. Or
I don't know. I feel like if I'm henching for Batman, I'm not calling the cops.
Well, that's on you.
No, because like...
If I'm like...
I don't want to get Batman arrested.
Yeah, but, like, that's true.
Say you're henching for...
How do you explain that? You're henching for Batman, the cops come, you're like, someone's trying to break into this cave. But then don't go in the cave.
But then you're just saying the only reason Batman doesn't have henchmen is because he knows he's doing illegal crime.
Oh. I think the reason Batman doesn't have henchmen is because Batman is like 9 times out of 10 capable.
Well, apart from him being capable or not, if you're a henchman for Batman because you're like, he's a good guy, you call the cops, they're going to be like, that's cool, but he's a vigilante, we're going to arrest him. That's like, he's a villain there. He's doing crime.
But he knows, like, he's well aware. Batman is aware that vigilantism is a crime. He's just not aware that anything else he does is a crime.
I think Batman's a bad example to hench for because
Batman already is. If the moment Batman hires henchmen, he's a bad guy.
But give me someone to hench for.
Well, you sound like he's already a villain at this point.
He kind of is.
He kind of is a bad guy.
So I guess if he had it, I guess it's just propaganda at this point then, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, it's
fucked up. Give me someone to hench for.
Like I said, we've been...
Iron Man.
Why am I henching for Iron Man?
Iron Man's like,
he's
look,
giving you a suit.
So am I
look,
getting
Iron Man? Yeah, like Iron Man is like, look,
if I'm getting
I
a suit, I'm a sidekick.
No,
business suit.
Oh, that's
No. Iron Man is like, look, I got a bunch of Stark Towers, I got a bunch of warehouses, a bunch of everything. Look, there's like Stark Industries is a big organization.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of high tech gadgetry and all this kind of shit involved. I'm going to pay you good wages, super, all that kind of stuff. I need you to basically, the word you need to use would be a security guard. I need you to be
I wouldn't take the security guard.
I need you to have
never take the job.
You wouldn't, but think about someone who needs that money.
Well, that's just, they're going to die.
Well, they're not necessarily going to die. Because
Chances are. Think about in like Iron Man 3 where like the...
But then it's why would you join S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, exactly. Why would you?
Okay. Douche, anytime we drive.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
So Tony Stark is like, hey, yes, I've got Stark Towers, Stark Warehouses, Stark this, that, and that.
Yep.
I need people who are on the ground there when I'm not. You'll be given an Iron Man suit. It will protect you from a lot of... kind of like any kind of problems here and here, but like, you know, of course, like there'll be some sort of like, you know, fail safe so you don't go rogue.
It's a war machine.
No, because there's going to be about 20 of you per campus.
See, I think you're a sidekick or you're a militia. Then you're a militia because a goon's got to be really, really underpowered. That's the good of a goon or a henchman. Otherwise, you're just a militia.
Would you call that a militia? Then?
I'm feeling a bit militia.
Like, if I'm like, look, you got
I'm
the
feeling a bit malicious.
All right, so you got the Iron Man suit.
Didn't you not want to give your suit to the government for this exact reason?
Yeah, why did he want it? That's stupid. God, Tony Stark, why you gotta be so selfish?
Tony, are you okay?
Yeah.
No, Tony,
this was Zammit talking. Anyway.
Why go say the Hulk needs a henchman? He needs handlers.
He needs handlers, people calming him down, meditation and therapists.
You know how like there's like is it like bug spray? I don't know. There's like this. They almost look like flamethrowers, but they spray something. If you could get something that just made him like real chill,
yeah,
like pheromones, like oh, good,
just calm him down.
Well, yeah, like basically, this is just a suit. Everyone has a tracking thing. It's there for your own protection. There's not that many offensive capabilities. What you have is like a button that kind of calls S.H.I.E.L.D., a button that calls cops, a button that like you know calls the Avengers, maybe, and maybe you get like a sweet baton. Kind of like security guards, but a bit more high tech.
A bit more high tech.
A bit more high tech. And then Tony gives you a bit of a wink.
Why don't you just put an alarm?
We do have them. But sometimes, again, we need like boots on the ground there that are like a first line of defense in case something goes awry. We need eyes and ears on the ground. I can't be everywhere at once. My robots can't be everywhere at once. And like robots are good, but we need a human element.
I'm not going to lie. I still feel like I'm now part of a militia slash maybe an uprising.
You're not, because that's
I
on
also
you.
Don't trust the suit you're giving me because I know that it's now limited and has like... So you don't trust me, but you're asking me for a job. I don't like this. I'm going to be honest.
Well, as a cop, if you were to join the police force...
My gun... you don't give me a gun that only shoots one bullet when you decide, though.
No, but like, okay... As a security guard, you aren't given like a gun. You're given like a taser or a baton. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't control who I get to taser either.
Well, that's true. So there'd be like,
gotcha.
I'm waiting for free will.
So you have free will here. It's just you also don't get the war machine's like 18 fucking rockets. Because if I said that, you're gonna fuck me.
Also, I'm real worried about like. Hey, do you remember when Ultron took over and he used your suits?
Yeah,
I'm now in one of those suits. Yeah. I don't really want
Ultron's going to be a problem.
Ultron's always an issue.
He's an issue.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm going
to... But like, say, for example, you're in the Marvel Universe and you want a job.
Is there AI in this suit? Because like...
I mean, there'd have to be, yeah.
Sure. That's what I was thinking and I don't like that.
But if I was in the Marvel Universe and I wanted a job, henching for a superhero is like...
Bottom of the list.
Because henching for a superhero, henching for a villain. Those are the bottom of the list.
Yeah. I want to go work in a bakery.
The problem there with like say a Tony Stark being like that because he is inherently a good person. He doesn't want to give you either a so much power that you become a target, but then doesn't want to give you so much power that you know you could fuck off with his tech.
Hey, Tony, weren't you a Nazi at one point?
No, someone else.
What? I'm very worried joining. Yeah, when? Civil War One. He's like a fascist, definitely.
Okay. I remember him being a Nazi.
They lent real heavily into that. Now Captain America's a Nazi, one of your mates.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Nazis in the Marvel Universe.
But Nazis then, like, yeah, are done.
It, right? It seems that, like, I feel like a villain would kind of, because in a weird way, Tony's trying, he'd be wanting to protect the person who's in the suit.
Tony, I'm going to be level
with you.
Whereas
if it's like
Tony,
Patriot being Tony, like, whatever, Tony, here's a suit. Fucking who gives a
Tony,
shit?
Tony, Bobsy, please.
Yes.
Here's where I'm coming from and why I'm so worried. Ultron rocks up. My suit has no defensive mechanisms except a baton. I get cut in half by a fucking laser.
Yeah.
Ultron hacks your suit, makes you hit yourself in the head with the baton until you die.
How about we put a button which is like an emergency button where you get sweet powers?
I'm just going to press that straight away.
See, this was my problem. I knew that's what you'd do.
But then why are you giving me the emergency button? You either trust me or you don't.
Well, that's the problem.
The problem here is that
you be Tony Stark. You solve this problem.
You've got a suit with four capabilities. It's got a self-destruct button in it. Do you want to be in it?
It's got a self-destruct.
I mean, I control the self-destruct. It won't kill you if it self-destructs. It'll just blow the armor off.
All right, cool. Done.
Son.
All right, so there we go.
See, son. Get off robot henchman.
So there we go. We've got, look, full capabilities, but if it goes awry, we can shut it down.
I think the problem, and this is the same problem you have with a villain, is that, like, a superhero decides what's wrong and right.
Mm.
Okay.
And they often choose wrong.
Well, they often just include weird arbitrary rules, and they've got their own, like, agendas.
I don't murder anyone because murder's illegal, but assault isn't illegal.
And then you're giving that superhero, like, a group of people, and then eventually it's just a cult.
Yeah. Because the problem here is with Tony Stark doing all that kind of stuff, you're like, yep, that's fine. I guess, sure, I get a suit and I get wages and all that kind of stuff. I'm basically a glorified bodyguard and security guard.
Yeah.
That's all right. But if Batman was doing this, in the back of your mind, you're like, he's doing so much illegal stuff. I need to go to the cops here.
Yeah.
Like, geez, he's doing bad things.
Even like, so Spider-Man can get away with vigilanteing because he's one guy and he's quick.
Yes.
If Spider-Man has like 15 dudes and they stop a crime, the cop's going to be like, you're not cops.
Who are you?
Who are you to be stopping this mugging? You know what I mean? It's the same with all of them.
Even then with the Avengers, it's like, even if Tony Stark got a group of people. So the moment they are not on, I guess, Tony Stark's private property and are stopping crime, then yeah, you're right. It's just bad.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it needs to be a protection thing.
Well, then probably most superheroes with a place like that do have protection. I mean, it's not just Tony Stark alone in his house. Like,
Jarvis protects his house.
Yeah. And then, like, Superman doesn't need it.
Because it's...
The X-Men are Superman. Their own militia.
Yes.
Fucking Batman's Batcave is real hidden, and even if it isn't, Alfred's there to hit someone with a cane or some shit.
Is Alfred Batman's henchman? Or is he his goon?
Do you know what? I would honestly, out of everyone, Alfred is the one who comes closest to henchman, I reckon. Jarvis as well, if AI count.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah. But like, even then,
comic Jarvis, who's just a butler?
I think butler is kind of its own category.
Yeah.
I think a superhero like can have henchmen, goons, but it can also have like father figure or butler or like
Ward.
Yeah, not even Ward. Ward's like Robin. Like, I don't know what you call it.
See, I think superheroes could have henchmen. We just don't call them henchmen. We call them security guards.
See, I will disagree because that's what a henchman is.
Because a henchman is someone who protects your property.
No, a henchman's someone that's on board with your agenda.
Not necessarily, because a lot of them are in it for the pay.
Most of the time.
A lot of them are in it for the pay.
If I'm working for Doc Ock, I'm not in it for the pay because, like, it's not actually a job. Mm. That's the kind of thing that's going to get me a criminal record.
Well, yes and no, but there is evidence in the comic where people are saying that he's paying. So there is evidence.
Yeah, but, like, their role is, like, also to fight for Doc Ock, a bad guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just getting paid and, like, the Hulk starts attacking me, I'm not going to fight for Doc Ock.
Well, exactly.
I'm going to leave. And it's the same with any superhero. And a superhero, like...
Well, it comes down to personal incentives because, like, how much are you getting paid?
Because,
for example, a villain could be like, or anyone could be like, look, there's going to be some dickheads. Because, like, take it from, like, say... You know, if Doc Ock wasn't such a villainous, he's just like, I am a legitimate businessman and I'm a legitimate science business.
That sounds like
legitimate business.
Legitimate
that
business.
That sounds like the Penguin.
All right, Penguin. I'm doing legitimate business here. So sometimes we're going to get some vigilantes who are actually villains because they are breaking and entering. So I'm going to pay you this much. And if you stay and fight, this much. could the penguin call the cops?
It's hard because, like, now it's pretty much the mafia versus vigilantes. Neither's in the right, but also...
Because if
police,
like,
mightn't go after either of them, right, depending so, like, on say for what's example, happening. Like if Batman goes if Batman goes into the Iceberg Lounge and gets the shit kicked out of him, I don't know who the police would arrest.
Well, probably Batman.
Yeah, because they're like, you're an idiot. You knew what you were getting in for.
Okay, let's take Danny Rand, Iron Fist. Now, I'm reading one of the comics at the moment, and so he's like, you know, a corporation, and then like he's being hostile, taken over by another corporation that he just knows is the Hand, but like he can't prove it. So he does his own little corporate espionage / breaking and entering. And of course, they're the Hand there and they're fucking him up. But if you were the Hand there, you could call the police and then scatter and get him arrested. I think that's their kind of, from memory, that might be part of their plan. And so it is just kind of like, if you are henching and you can't necessarily have a crime that's traced back to you know, actually being a crime, you probably could call the cops.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it's so weird because it depends how in a game the cops are.
Mm.
Like, if you've got, like, a fucking straight-laced cop that's, like...
By the book.
By the book and, like, going to take the whole city down. He might arrest both.
He might arrest both.
Fuck, imagine one cop from, like, Gotham.
You're arrested, Penguin, you're arrested. And the Batman in one go.
But the problem there is he's got to have...
He would just... Everyone's going, boys, bang, bang, you're all fucking going to Arkham.
Everyone's under arrest. Everybody, Gotham, I arrest Gotham. Hands up! Superman, I need some real big cuffs. Get that building and that building. Cuff them.
Cuff them.
Take them into the station.
Drag them in. But I think if Batman goes into Iceberg Lounge, punches like the bartender, and he's like, "I know you're doing illegitimate business here." The cops come and be like, "All right, everyone, settle down. What's going on here?" It's like, "We're just bar staff or whatever. This fucking bat cunt dressed up in leathers smacked our boy. Right, you're coming with me because I know you aren't meant to be here, Batman, and you're a business."
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Hang on. How many Batman villains does Batman take down when he, like, so Batman can operate outside of the boundaries of the law, but how many times is he doing something where the cops couldn't just come in and arrest them if, like, so every time, this is really hard to explain and I'm doing a bad job, I'm going to give it one last crack.
I'm excited because I still don't really know what you mean.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so Batman operates outside of the boundaries of the law. He can fight whenever he wants. If he knows the Two-Face is around, he can just beat the shit out of the Two-Face unprovoked.
Correct.
How many times, though, is like the Two-Face or Joker or Penguin or something actually not doing something illegal when Batman acts? Could Bruce Wayne just be a cop? And then he doesn't need henchmen. The police are his henchmen.
Yes.
And you know
I argued this in past episodes and you yelled at me.
No. No, you said that Bruce Wayne would be better off not being Batman and doing fuck all and managing his money just sitting in his fucking...
Ivory tower.
1% ivory tower. So, I mean... He should get down to our boys in blue.
So he should be join the police force.
He should just He should be like, because if he gets into like a Commissioner Gordon sort of thing, and he would if he arrested all of Gotham, just like stood Wayne Cobb shot into the sky a few times, like right, everyone, you're coming with me.
Line up,
some,
on your knees, hands behind your back, Gotham.
So yeah, I mean, well, I guess then he's.
It would be
his
cool to
police
see, like,
force would be his henchmen, but they're just the cops. And I think, like, weirdly, I think henchmen is just a name that we choose for people who are on the bad guy's side, because I think a good guy could have henchmen. At times, the like Avengers henchman is S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think
quite often.
When it comes down to it, if a superhero needs henchmen,
he's got the government.
They've got the henchmen they need in the government or the police force.
Yeah. Like, if you look at the Ultimate, like, storyline, like...
I often do.
Ultimates, the very first run of Ultimates is Captain America and that, and they're taking down like the basically their version of the Skrulls.
Yeah,
but they're working with S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Yeah,
so it's like the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are basically their henchmen.
So you know what?
They do have henchmen.
We've lied to everyone in this episode. We asked, why don't superheroes have henchmen? That's your answer. They do. It's the cops.
Superheroes are each other's henchmen.
Oh,
yeah,
profound.
I am nothing if not profound.
So I guess if you wanted to be a henchman for the Avengers, join a S.H.I.E.L.D.
Cop. Or become a cop.
Or become a cop.
Yeah.
Arrest Gotham.
Arrest Gotham.
Yeah, they best way to get best way to fill the jails, but also best way to get a promotion.
It's also like, you know, like Superman, I mean, Batman, he wants to stop crime. If you arrest Gotham,
that's a lot of crime
gone. Done, like you did it.
Or you'd be like, when no hey, one... this make, you know, all crime legal. Done.
That's it. It also solves it.
Actually, come to think of it, if Bruce Wayne became police chief,
I'd like, first rule of order, embezzlement, not a crime. Batman. Embezzlement for 20 years, previous, not a crime.
Batman, it's not really your place to make that decision.
Not a crime.
That's actually like for Supreme Justice.
Right. Who's the Supreme Justice? Supreme Justice hates all this money? Ah. Embezzlement is not a crime.
Batman became the thing he hated. That's a tragedy. It would be cool to see
he became a lobbyist.
It'd be cool to see a police force just like made of like the Batman gadgets. So instead of him being like keeping it for me, he's like, I'm giving it to the Gotham police force.
Oh, I forgive everyone gadgets and it's a militia again.
Ah, fuck, it is.
Wait. But then like wouldn't like advancing any kind of police kind of equipment be a
Hang on.
A militia is someone who's working outside the government, because if you're giving the government people equipment and stuff, that's not a militia, that's still technically the government. Yes?
War crimes.
No.
That's probably
what
it's gonna turn into.
No. How?
Because you're gonna give everyone weapons of mass destruction.
No. What?
No, because I'm thinking like Tony. I'm thinking Tony Stark again. And I was thinking like what if everyone was Iron Man? Which would be the similar thing if everyone was Batman.
Mm. If everyone is Iron Man, everyone's just like, it's Cold War. But if everyone's Batman, that's not too bad because he doesn't have weapons of mass destruction.
But it's also real bad because it's going to give certain people massive advantages.
Like what?
Like if
you give all the cops like Batman gear.
That's
not too bad, is it?
Well, the only problem there is that you've only given Gotham cops.
Well, they need it.
Yeah, but like... but like...
Well, then Batman has started nationwide. out,
do you know what's like, funny? If you give all the Batman cops... if you give all the Gotham cops Batman suits, there's just going to be Batman with a gun times like 100. And then actual Batman is going to look like a puss.
Yeah.
Why didn't you shoot someone, Batman? I can't. It's against my code. That Batman just shot like four bad guys. They gave him a medal.
You know, have you seen the crime statistics? Batman, you idiot.
Well, there's a murder in place and you have to shoot the man to stop the murder... That's fine.
Yeah.
Batman, what's wrong with you?
You're a fucking idiot.
Batman,
you're a bad cop, Batman.
Batman is like two grown men in a room full of children, and both of them have a gun. And one of them is shooting around, and the other one could shoot that other person down. You take that shot.
Yeah.
You idiot.
You're a dumb man, Batman.
But no, if Batman was, you know, rolling out his technology... And you could say start in Gotham, and then the idea of like that. Because, I mean, look at like technology as in our real world. Like, you know, police today have better equipment than police, you know, in the 1800s.
Equipment, I mean, like, I guess...
But would be like if we went from 1800s to now in like 3 days.
Yeah.
And also, like,
Batman shouldn't have that much tech.
That's like if you just
Iron Man shouldn't have that much tech.
No, hang on, wait. Because, like, this comes down to... in real life, if we have cops assault rifles,
yeah,
no one would be happy.
It's the same thing.
But actually it is. Police states, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you end up when you give a superhero, that's what I've been trying to get at this whole time, a superhero decides the law. So if you give a superhero henchman, then the henchmen become the law.
So it's police state.
So it becomes a police state, and that's dangerous. I don't want to live in Spider-Man's police state.
We don't want a coup.
I don't want a coup, Samet.
You could be inciting a coup.
I don't want a coup unless the coup is for me, then it's...
I don't want a coup unless the coup is for me or against me, frankly.
That's the only way you can have a coup.
Well, if it's against me, that means I'm king. That's
no,
right.
No. There's three different types of coups you can experience. For you, against you, or you're just there.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to be just there. I want it to be the for me or against me. We're instating Jackson, or we're getting rid of Jackson. Either one, I'm happy with.
I don't like police states. Fuck cops. Batman, become a cop. They're my messages for today.
But then if he becomes a cop, then what he's going to do is going to give his gadgets to his mates.
Don't do that, Batman.
And then what's going to happen, though?
That's illegal.
And that, you know, then it's even worse because he'll just start a bat family within the cops.
Yeah.
And Batman. Every time we do an episode like this, it just gives me the shits.
Yeah.
Batman should be in jail.
He should be in jail.
Yeah.
I agree.
Fucking Justice League, my ass. More like Crime League.
Yeah.
Dickheads.
And see, the best thing, what you need to be doing there is, like, for example, with Iron Man's suit, same with Batman stuff, is, like, you take some of the defensive abilities, and so then you, like, make the police or whoever, the people who are there to protect the citizens, at least a bit more protected so that there's no injury. Mm. And then so you...
Just give him the armor, Batman.
Yeah.
And throw out your gadgets.
Iron Man suits to cripples.
Yeah.
That's also a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not what we're arguing.
I think this is
actually, if Batman and Iron Man, don't they have like equipment or weapons that don't kill but like stabilize? So it's not like.
Fuck, Batman sometimes shoots a gun at people and they're like, you didn't kill him. I just shot him.
But like a stun gun in kind of a.
Tasers,
but like, you know, a little bit less harsh than.
You'd still get a police state because like the moment that you overpower the cops, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But then the problem there is the criminals would then just kind of like kind of get like
cut in, yeah.
The previous season, I guess. So like the previous,
yeah,
tech, cop, and then it just be tech. A war between the crims and the police.
That sounds like a police state to me, Zammit.
That sounds like a police state.
And it sounds like the superheroes should not only not have henchmen, they should just not.
Yeah, I think honestly, the superheroes should just quit. Maybe they themselves should join SHIELD.
Yep.
Hang on. What if a SHIELD?
Oh no, because sometimes SHIELD's Hydra.
I know. Let's just.
Okay. That's the one.
What
rule.
If a government organization uses superheroes as henchmen?
No.
What if we flip that script?
That's wrong as well.
No, because
superheroes are all WMDs.
Yeah, and also like superheroes and supervillains are the same. Two different sides of the same coin. You remove one, you're removing both. So there wouldn't be a Joker without Batman. Batman stopped fighting crime.
That's just like. Bullshit, poetic
justice.
Like, literature, really. Like, just because there's a Batman doesn't necessarily mean there needs to be a Joker.
Joker's like, my whole purpose is Batman. If Batman was gone, he's like, I don't know what I'd do.
That actually happens.
He said that so many times.
Yeah, he says it like he doesn't stop saying it.
Yeah, I know, but like
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You're disagreeing. You're saying if Batman dropped out, Joker would just find someone else.
Probably.
I reckon Joker would kill
but
himself.
But also, like.
Yeah, I think Joker would just either top himself or just go.
I feel like he has.
Again, those words is written by a writer. Like, they don't. It's kind of that.
Fuck, comic books aren't real. Like, shit. Like,
that kind of line is kind of stupid. Like,
you know, else is stupid.
No, but it's the truth within the world
space,
of the comic
but
book.
But it happened.
Yeah,
within the world of the comic book, without Batman, Joker doesn't want to fuck
I'll
around.
Accept.
Look, sir, like, that's a bit stupid. You know, else is stupid? Spider-Man killing someone with cum. You know, else is fucking stupid? Doc Ock being controlled by his robot limbs after he's dead. Yeah. Comic books are dumb, Zammit.
They are.
You
they
either
are.
Read them or you don't. That's but either good. Way, they're stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid. So, a government organization getting, like, basically super henchmen.
Don't
to,
hate
to
it.
Be like, oh, you just make him. I think you need a police for like police state when it comes to the DC or Marvel universe because otherwise it's fucked.
No, it's fine as is. It's rocking along.
No, you don't need a police state because if you get a police state, then you just have. It's like if you just let a bad guy win.
Yeah.
What about the new, like the 50 state initiative? Cause that's
what?
Kind of like getting super henchmen.
What's the 50 state initiative?
Basically, like, all right, things were pretty bad after the Stanford going. So, like, what we're going to do is we're going to basically make, like, a training facility and get, like, all the people who are super powered because, fuck, there's a lot of you.
Oh, yeah.
Stacks.
And basically what we're going to do is we're going to train you so you're, like, yeah.
That's a fact.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to train you so you're not, you know, completely and utterly idiots.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get you into teams and then you're going to kind of get a state each. And you're going to kind of be that Avenger for that team, like that state.
So Avengers for every state.
Basically, yeah.
A mini Avengers for every state.
Yeah.
What I feel like we've had this argument, Zach.
Like, I don't want to kind of continue my next sentence.
What's
so
the next sentence?
Because that's all information I'm going to give.
I mean, that's bad because you know what's going to happen? Like, there's shit superheroes and there's good superheroes and they're not going to be evenly teamed up. Also, what's going to happen is you're going to get superheroes like fucking... Let's just go with Tony Stark for the time being. No! Steve Rogers, who is just like, oh, surprise, I'm a Nazi.
Mm.
Superheroes go bad so often.
Yeah.
And, like, so, I don't know how I found myself here again, but you're giving an incredibly powerful person a state. And you're giving one person, you're like, you're
no,
to protect.
That sounds like a monarchy,
it's a
actually.
Team. It's a team.
Still.
So basically, like...
Like giving every state a royal family.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
Kind of. It's like... Cause,
destroy
like,
the monarchy.
Because then are you guys okay with just the like Avengers like having New York?
No.
Because that's kind of what I already have. This is a way of making it statewide.
No. I'm not okay with any of it.
Yeah, they end up being infiltrated by Skrulls. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a surprise. Everything's Skrulls or Skrulls fucking or Hydra. And if it's DC, then it turns out everyone's secretly the Joker or a dead Robin.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, I
guess it's all pretty bad.
We've explored, I think, every aspect of this now, and it's safe to say that superheroes don't have henchmen because it makes them bad. Even if they could have henchmen and still stay good, it would be a terrible decision. Yeah. Don't give cops all of your shit, then you get a police state. Don't give Avengers each a state because they'll turn into Skrulls.
Yeah, they do.
And what I just said before, everything's either Hydra, Skrulls, or a dead Robin, or maybe a Joker.
So what's the best? What's the best solution?
Just keep trucking along; it works fine.
So just like just have the status quo.
Yeah. Like status quo does the job.
Nah, retire if you're a superhero. See, call Joker out on his bullshit. I'm just assuming all superheroes operate like that.
Everyone does a flip, like not just like a physical flip, although neat.
They can. They're very fit.
Superheroes and supervillains. Let's swap. Let's see what happens. Flip the script.
Yeah. See how well they can operate without henchmen and see how well the other side can operate with henchmen.
I just meant like make Superman evil, make Lex Luthor good, but like yours works too.
That's happened a lot.
You're just arguably more relevant.
I guess.
I think that when it comes down to it, everyone should just stop what they're doing, think about it, and if you're a good guy, join the police force. If you're a bad guy, go to jail.
But then we have that problem with the police force having a superpower.
No, not okay. What if you're Superman, if Clark, fuck off Earth.
What if Clark? Yeah, what if Clark can't join the cops and then he's like
he's
super
in space
string.
Now. He's gone. Bye.
Hang on. But then how do we feel about Green Lantern Corps? Because they're just space cops.
Well, because in space, fucking dickheads like, have crazy powers. Yeah, Earth
but,
just needs to fucking
then, like,
catch up.
But then they have like three operatives operating on Earth.
That's fine. They are controlled by like a personification of willpower. And that's a higher power, like a legit one. They can rule us. That's fine. Anyway, I want to get rid of them all. So like that's the end. That's the best goal.
I don't want to depower anyone, but I'm happy for everyone to go into retirement. Let's Watchmen this.
I'm it's going to be hard to convince
the henchmen.
Sorry, right. Doucher, I think I'm on Team Jack.
Kill the, what? You were arguing the opposite. I mean, that's fine with me. You're both bad blokes where I just sat on the fence and I leave this morally fine. You guys.
Nah, because they're not gonna stay happy. They're not going to be retired. Not going to retire. Not going to retire.
Because if you
so
get
you're just
going
to bang, bang, two bullets in the brain?
Bang, bang! Got him.
That's the super food chain, baby.
That's the bloody food chain, baby. Bang, bang. Two
got superpowers? Bad luck. Catch these bullets, bro. With your brain.
Because if you get rid of all the superheroes and villains, you just end up with this Earth, and this Earth is fine.
Like, I'd like
no,
to be ideal.
All the superheroes and villains as is in the universe, you're still going to have henchmen, so it's just gang violence.
I'd like to be idealistic and say a lot of these things, but every time I'm trying to make, what about this? It's like, you know, it's like, this is going to happen. That's eventuality, and it's scary, because that is. You're like, hey.
Can't win.
You can't win.
That's
you're
just
like,
Noah's Ark.
To Mars?
To Mars.
Get two of every animal, put them in a spaceship, send it to Mars.
Perfect. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Everyone's bad in comic books, and comic books are bad. Just kidding, they're fine.
Saga's real good.
Oh, Saga's so good. So is Why the Last Man. The Vision comic books are good too. Comics are good. I'm sold again.
That was an all right turnaround.
I'm glad. Please can someone read Strangers in Paradise? It's so fucking good.
You've told me so many times. I know. And I haven't.
I know.
I'm probably not going to.
Yeah, fine. I won't either. Yeah.
That's fine.
Because, oh, wait, maybe. You were right about Why the Last Man. Mm. And Saga. Mm. I'm probably still going to read it. Oh, you were right about that bagged... Lions of Baghdad. I forget what it's called. Strength? Nope.
Pride?
Pride.
Pride of Baghdad.
I'm not
that
even
was sad. That no, was good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.